perform the task which is required of them. They have been brought to the great cathedral of the ancient ones. Here they saw the annual ceremony in which the Great Mother unveiled her face in the presence of her worshippers. The Great Mother, the symbol of procreation and fertility and continuity of life, was a majestic woman upon the throne. And then her daughter stood forth and dropped her veil. It was Yogandra. When the ceremony was finished, Jack and Doc were separated. Jack under the care of the cathedral priest, while Jeremiah led Doc to a room that could have been the library of some medieval monk, or perhaps of someone so ancient as to be beyond the ken of modern man. Seated on the floor before a brazier of glowing coal was a figure in monk's robe.
Well, it's feel just like I used to feel back in Texas when my mom used to drag us to camping. Somebody get up front and start yelling fire and brimstone at us, and all it ever done is just make me fart all over.
That is because you are a better soul, so dumb in the scheme of things that you have only a glimmering of understanding. Would you have lived many more lives for growing comprehension and intellectual
understanding? Okay, to be safe.
You mean you're taking me someplace to Jack won't go?
The rest of the way will fix it.
Well, that's true, then.
Stop. You must have seen such a thing.
Well, I do, sir. Me and Jack come into this thing together, and we're going to finish it together.
Oh, no, but you have a misconception of what lies before you.
You will not be separated from your friends for long. The need of you awaits you with a portion of the people that is open to only those who have been to you. And any of you is hers now.
Go along with you, lad. Go along. I feel so confined to both of us.
You're sure Jack's going to be okay, don't
I? You may put your trust safely in this one. I come with you.
Okay.
Then come with me.
They won't ever be anybody as beautiful as you were.
Doc, no.